BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The European Union is activating legislation to nullify US sanctions against European companies trading with Iran. The process, which would begin Friday, is to protect European firms, with an estimated trade of $23 billion a year at stake. The President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, said the European Union remained determined to salvage the nuclear agreement with Iran.
As to the Iran nuclear deal, we agreed unanimously that the EU will stay in the agreement as long as Iran remains fully committed to it. Additionally, the Commission was given a green light to be ready to act whenever European interests are affected.
The World Health Organization has called an emergency meeting to discuss the risks stemming from the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The disease has spread from a rural area of Congo's Equator province, where it was first reported last week, to the city of Mbandaka, which is a key transport hub, and Soy reports.
The World Health Organization says an expert committee will decide on Friday whether to declare the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo a public health emergency of international concern. That would enable more specialists and resources to be deployed to the country to control the spread of the disease. The move follows the discovery of a new case of Ebola in Mbandaka, a city of more than a million people. The city is about 150 kilometers north of the village where an outbreak of the disease was declared last week.
Political prisoners in Venezuela who've taken control of cell blocks inside the secret police headquarters have released videos on social media saying they're prepared to pay with their lives for justice and fairness. One of the prisoners has published pictures of riot police massing outside the notorious Helicoid compound in the heart of the capital, Caracas. He said they were preparing to storm the building. Among those inside the prison is opposition member Vilca Fernandez. His father, Jorge, demanded justice for prisoners like his son.
What we are demanding, plainly and simply, is that there must be justice and that they should be given freedom. Because those really are improper trials. They are arbitrary detentions.
World News from the BBC.